Ara Ara.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Ara Ara the Weeb Podcast. I'm your host Bibs, and with me today is my usual co-host Amy.
Hello, hey everyone.
How are you today, Amy?
I'm good. Things are pretty much the same. Started a new job, and you started a new job. You know what? It's weird because I'm starting to notice that our lives are pretty similar. We sort of like, lose our jobs at the same, not lose our jobs, but you know, we leave our jobs at the same time, and then we get new jobs at the same time, and then we leave again.
Girl, I hope this will be the last time, please. Maybe in the future, Ara Ara full time.
Guys, like, just keep supporting us until that day comes, because that's what we want to happen, honestly, at this point.
Yeah, cool. Like, we just really want to focus on making content. And speaking of content, we have released a lot of reaction videos. Would you like to plug them, Amy? What videos are you doing now?
Yeah, so I am doing reaction videos to Oshinoko. Obviously, I'm continuing 86 and Ranking of Kings. And then with Vibs, we are reacting to Bunny Girl Senpai. And then Vibs started reacting.
Yes! It was all because of our Bunny Girl Senpai stint, and then eventually I enjoyed doing that recording, so I was like, okay, maybe I should listen to Amy and start doing reaction video of Arcane. So that's what happened. So guys, please do tune in to our reaction videos and do let us know if you have any show that you want us to react. And any comments, suggestions is always welcome. Let us know if you have any specific topics as well that you want us to talk about in the podcast. And also do follow our socials at the Ara Ara channel, which is available on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. So let's go ahead and start with the episode. What will be our topic today, Amy?
So today we are going to be talking about the best and the worst fathers of anime. Because, I mean, anime parents are just notorious for being horrible. So in light of Father's Day, you know, we are making an episode about fathers. The best and the worst of them.
It was hard for me to list down fathers in anime. Just because, like, most animes doesn't have a real father figure, or, like, most of the dads are absent in the show.
Yeah.
Or, like, it was kind of hard. But I did came up with quite a long list. How about you, Amy?
I had such an easy time. I was done in, like, 5 minutes. That's a joke, guys. Like, literally before recording, I'm like, I don't have a list. I don't know. No, I don't know any best dads. No, because I think I also put, like, a criteria for myself, which was stupid, because I didn't even tell Vips this. In my own head, I was like, oh, no, I don't want to put where they're bad parents. Because a lot of them are like, if one parent is bad, they're both bad, or they're both absent. Or if the parent is good, both parents are good. I wanted to, like, have, literally, it's just the dad. But then when I started listing best dads, I couldn't think of one without the mother being good as well. So I'm like, So I gave up at that point.
So wait, do you have mostly worst fathers than best fathers?
I think there's more worst dads, yeah.
Like, in general, right? It's really mostly worst dads. But to give it a little bit of twist, because usually both of us thought of worst dads, right? So I want to start our list with the worst dads and then following with the best dads. I feel like our list will be closely the same. I don't know. I just have this gut feeling, especially for the worst dads. Because, you know, like, there are notorious anime characters for being the worst dads. I think let's just go through that first, because it's honestly mainstream and it's harder to think of best dads rather than worst dads. Now, guys, there might be some spoilers in this episode, and once we mention the anime and the character, if you want to tune out for a bit, if you haven't watched the series yet, then that will be great. Amy, who should start?
I guess this is pretty common. I mean, if you don't think he's the worst father, then I don't know what you consider a worst father, but I think, you know, the answer is going to be number one, Shu Tucker, right?
See, I knew that we will be having the same answer, because that's also one of my top.
Do we need to explain? Do we need to explain why he's the worst father? Oh, you know.
We can, I guess, for those who haven't watched Full Metal Alchemist, because to be fair, we do have viewers who haven't really watched old animes. Oh my god, we are so old. So yeah.
Oh no,
explain.
I watched this, like, fairly recently, like yesterday. So new to me. And I was like, oh my god, I think he's the worst. No.
I was so shocked.
So, so with Shu Tucker, guys, I mean, he is an incredible dad who loves dogs. Like, who doesn't love an animal lover? Like, Hitler wasn't a bad guy. He was such a good guy towards animals. So Shu Tucker is the same. You know how Hitler performed, not Hitler specifically, but during his time allowed human experimentation? Shu Tucker was the same. So really, if you think about it, he's like such a good guy who just cares about science and, you know, animals. To the point.
And like modernization of humans, you know.
To the point where he's just like, oh yeah, let me just turn my daughter and my wife and all these other people into man's chimeras. You know what it is? He is just misunderstood.
Amy.
He's just misunderstood, guys, all this time, you know. He just wanted, you know, everyone to have a best friend. Because, like, you know, dogs are man's best friend.
Okay, Amy, on to the next, please. No, but yeah, so, I mean, everyone, I guess, in the anime community agrees that Sho Tucker is one of the worst dads ever.
Yeah.
Actually, if not worst, that's a common knowledge, I guess, in the anime industry. Just because he experimented on his daughter, his wife, their dog. I think the wife was experimented with another type of animal, but he made chimeras out of them. Now, on my list, I listed down Goku as one of the worst dads just because he isn't actually the best role model for Gohan, for Goten throughout the whole series. I mean, do I have to really explain why? But just for those anime fans who knows Goku, we all know that he wasn't really there for his kids, even for his family in general. Like, he keeps on dying occasionally every season. No, I'm just kidding.
Piccolo, best dad.
yeah, right? Like, guys, we are not limiting the discussion to biological fathers, but even to adoptive fathers. I would say Piccolo did a better job. And even Vegeta.
Yeah.
Like, bruh, he started off as a villain in the story, and then eventually he became one of the best dads in the series, you know? And even Krillin is way better than Goku. Goku is just like, just there for the sake of being a dad. But in general, I wouldn't say that he is a role model when it comes to his sons. How about
you, Amy?
It's
like, great guy, but bad dad. And I think that's a good segue towards my second person on the list. Mm-hmm. So second for me would be Jin Freaks. So,
girl, the mindset.
Great guy. Great guy. Terrible, terrible dad. Okay, no, like in the Hunter x Hunter universe, there's a lot of other really bad dads.
Like?
I don't have like very good memory about this, but I remember one of the Chimera Ants or part of like the secret soldiers of where the place was, where the Chimera Ants were. It was like a flashback sort of backstory, and Norvin's a fan of Hunter x Hunter. He could probably put the person on
I'm
screen.
A fan too!
Yeah.
Don't look anywhere else, I'm here.
Yeah, so it was one of the Chimera Ants who had a backstory. He was unconscious and he thought his dad was like taking care of him the entire time. Mm. And then he found out it was just his neighbor.
Yeah, I understand what you meant. The one in white. I forgot the name. But like, he's the leader, underground leader of this
place. Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Hunter fan, but I don't remember.
But yeah, considering like all these other stuff, Jing Freaks might not be too bad, but like, you know, in general, especially like if you're talking about mainstream anime or like mostly like anime that people know, Jing Freaks is, he's a terrible father. When Kai beat up Gon, he was like, oh, good job.
He deserves it.
He should know the difference. like, excuse me, sir.
I mean, it did make sense.
Oh yeah,
because like Gon was like in the middle of being dead versus, you know.
But also, he's just like, you know, God made it his life's mission to find his dad through, like, the Hunter exam. So he's like, oh, let me take the Hunter exam so I can finally find my dad. Then he finally finds a clue, and the dad's like, did you get this tape just to try to find me? Haha, well, too bad, you can't. And then makes him look for a game that, you know, no one's ever beaten. And Gon goes through all these extreme situations. The Hunter exactly. And, like, the Hunter exam itself, like, people die. Like, they literally die just taking that exam. And he's just like, you know, I don't really want to see my son. If he doesn't die, then I guess I'll see him. And then they see each other by accident. Like, what the heck?
No, I don't think it was accident. So I think Jing, he has this power of foresight, I guess, where he can predict people's behavior based on, you know, the patterns and stuff. So I think he knows that Gon will not meet him after Greed Island. I don't know. I just have this hunch that it's all
planned.
Mind works.
Yeah, he did say that. Did say that in the Chimera Ant. Like, Jane's so awesome. He planned everything. But it's so, I don't know, man. I feel
even the chairman arc, right? Like when they were doing the election, it was said that he was like thinking or like, always 10 steps ahead of everyone else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but speaking of Hunter x Hunter, I would like to insert a best dad, in my opinion. Or an honorable mention, actually. Killua's dad, which is Silva Zoldyck. Just because I know that it's weird because they're a family of assassins.
Literally
murderers. Yeah. No, but in a sense that he was supportive of what Killua wants to do. Because like he knows how hard it is to become the heir of the Zoldyck family. And they keep on saying that Killua is the perfect heir for the family and the clan, but he gave Killua the freedom to do whatever he wants to do. And they even had this agreement when they did that in the anime, the pact that don't ever betray your friends.
He was supportive, but I think he had like a secret agenda to it, right? Because when he spoke to the grandpa after, the mother after, he was like, he's gonna come back because he's my son or something. It's like he had like a hidden agenda to it as well. Like, I'm gonna let him have his freedom, but you know,
I know him.
He's just gonna come back. Yeah.
No, but I feel like it was genuine. And even during the Chimera Ant arc, I don't think that he was doing it in a bad way. But like, he even allowed Aluka to go with Killua. Mm. It was like he didn't have a choice. But like, I don't know. He was still in my honorable mention. I mean, if compared to Jing, hello, Jing is like here, still in the Hunter x Hunter world. So it's still semi-understandable. Anyway. Next, so on to my next worst dad. Since we are going the mainstream route anyway, I would say the father of Gaara from Naruto.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Right? Just because I think he was the fourth Kazekage of the Sand Village, and he made Gaara into a Jinchuriki by having the tailed beast inside Gaara, and then made Gaara's life miserable to the point that he even sent assassins to kill Gaara.
Yeah.
So he is obviously in one of my worst dads list. Because I feel like we all agree that these dads that we have mentioned are obviously the worst dads. That's why I wanted to put the best dads after, because like it's gonna be a debatable topic. So do you agree with Rasa being one of the worst dads?
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely up there. I mean, yeah, it was abuse in that sense. And then didn't he order for the soldiers to kill Gaara as well and stuff like that?
Yeah. And there was even this, I wouldn't say a helper, but there was one soldier or who was assigned to watch over Gaara. But in the end, there was a huge plot to have Gaara killed by that betrayal and stuff to give him pain and, you know, suffering
in the world. So, and the third in my top three is Dario Brando from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, the father of Dio himself. Bro, like, he made Dio who Dio is today. Dio wouldn't have been Dio. He wouldn't have that messed up sense of ethical reasoning if it wasn't for his father. Like, his father was sort of in the way that I mentioned the guy from Hunter x Hunter. It's sort of that where, like, you know, his father just showed, like, a lack of interest and a lack of concern for Dio and just basically failed to provide any guidance or necessary care. And he was very abusive physically and verbally towards Dio and his mother. And just like an overall very negative influence in his life in terms of like criminal activities and all of that. So, I mean, he has to be one of the worst as well in the top three. Definitely. Yeah.
I haven't really watched JoJo. So, yeah. Cancel me. Really? Thanks. Yeah, I haven't really watched JoJo just because the animation takes a certain taste or a certain level of weebness, I guess, that I haven't achieved. But I don't know. I just find the animation quite weird. Like the comic manga-ish type of animation.
Yeah, no, I guess so, too. Yeah.
Now, moving on to my last worst dad of the anime world, I would say Gendo Ikari from Neon.
From
Evangelion. Because how he treated... yes, Amy.
No, go ahead.
No, because I was thinking, like, the way he was treating Shinji, he was nothing. He just thinks of him as a tool. He just so happened that he is the son of Gendo. But the way he was being treated is, like, he's not even a son to Gendo. Mm-hmm. Like, he was more caring to Rei Ayanami more than Shinji, you know? And, like, has this questionable sort of relationship with Rei.
Yeah, because that's his wife.
Right? Like... I don't know if she's an adoptive daughter or a spitting image of the wife or like, I don't know. No. So what about you? What's your comment on Gendo Ikari?
I mean, Gendo was in my honorable mentions. I wouldn't put him like in the worst. He's definitely bad in terms of, like, again, he was very neglectful of Shinji. But then it was more of he treated Shinji from the start in a very professional manner rather than a son.
A father.
But he wasn't, like, yeah, but he wasn't, like, completely absent. He still basically provided him all the necessities he would need as a child or whatever. Like, compared to, like, the others on the list who were abusive or just left their kids and, like, okay, you might die. Goodbye, you know? With Gendo, he does, like, put Shinji on a, like, as a pilot, and it is a very risky job, but it's more of an emotional detachment and more of, like, professionalism rather than just being a horrible,
but don't you
horrible
think,
father.
Yeah, but don't you think treating your son in a professional work environment manner isn't abusive? Because throughout the show, we can see that Shinji is literally running after his dad. Like, he just wants his dad's approval on everything that he do.
Yeah, that makes sense, but he's there for a job. Like, you know, on a show, favorite, like, if you had, I don't know, if I had a kid and where I was working for some reason, I wouldn't show favoritism on my kid.
Yeah, I understand that, but, like, even at home, have we ever seen, like, proper father and son interaction between Shinji and Ikari? I don't think so.
Yeah, no, probably not. Like, but then, when it comes to Neon a little bit, because it's all in the perspective of Shinji, I want to take it, like, with a grain of salt, in the sense you're just seeing it in his perspective. And, like, again, he's a kid. And you know how, like, kids don't tend to understand, like, why their parents...
The big picture.
Like, for example, yeah, like, let's say a parent could be working really hard so they can't be at home as much. But, you know, in the perspective of kid,
they're neglected.
Not there for me.
Yeah.
So that's why, for me, it's like, he's bad, but I wouldn't say he's the worst.
Okay. Now, on to our honorable mentions of worst dads. This is just going to be a short list. They could have been there on the list as well, but didn't, because someone is worse than them. So for me, one of my honorable mention was actually Grisha from Attack on Titan. But I only put him in my honorable mentions because, spoiler alert for those who haven't watched Attack on Titan yet, he was being controlled by Eren all this time. So I wouldn't say that he is the worst dad or he's, like, really bad. It's just so happened that he was being controlled. But still, like, he did a lot of questionable stuff throughout the years. So that's why he's on my honorable mention.
Oh, you have a point on that one. But also because he was a bad father. Like, Eren is his second chance to be a better father.
Yeah,
so he has,
exactly.
Like, two kids. He got it wrong the first time.
Exactly, right? Because, like, even then, he wasn't controlled yet by Eren when he was a father to, what was this guy's name? Like, the Beast Titan. He wasn't a good father to him as well. And then, as you said, second chance, but still nope. How about you? Any honorable mentions?
Aside from Gendo Ikari, I had the dad from Kotaro Lives Alone, which is, guys, like, that was one of our first reaction videos, so do check that out. It's an amazing show, and it's very depressing. It follows the life of this five-year-old kid who lives the world alone because of his neglectful parents. And for me, he's an honorable mention because his dad wasn't always a bad dad. He was a very caring and supportive dad at some point in Kotaro's life who gave, you know, really good advice, which Kotaro does follow. But the problem was, you know, his mom got into, like, this depression, and it affected his dad mentally as well, and he just started becoming abusive because of that and neglecting Kotaro. So he's in the honorable mentions because of that. So
I do have three more honorable mentions, but these honorable mentions, I wouldn't say they are worst, but they are, like, in the middle because of their character development. You know, like, on the fence. One character that I've listed down here was actually Endeavor. Just because in the beginning, a really bad dad in general. Like, his only goal was to become the top hero. But throughout the show, we did see his character development that he realized being a number one hero is not just about the strength, you know, it's about the character, the morality of being. You're the role model of all heroes, you know, not just because you're strong, but because you have this very strong morals. He did have a good character development in the sense that he's trying to make it up to his kids, you know, but I didn't, I think the last season that I've watched was season 3 or 4, wherein they showed that part, but I haven't really watched the next season, so I'm not sure, but I think that's what happened to him. He turned into a best dad from one of the worst dads. Another honorable mention for me is Van Hohenheim from Full Metal Alchemist. Just because he abandoned his kids, even his wife, wife died, you know, but he was trying to save their family in a bigger picture way. If looking at it in Edward and Al's perspective, he abandoned them, but in his agenda, he was doing something that is far greater than what they all know. Technically, he is a bad dad in the sense that he abandoned them, but also a good dad because he had a different goal in mind. And last, worst to best or like questionable goals was Sesshomaru from Inuyasha. Well, technically, he was a dad in Yashahime. So in that series, even in Inuyasha, have you watched Inuyasha?
I've seen like the first season, but I didn't continue.
So in Inuyasha, like, he was one of the main villains and then eventually turned into a protagonist or like on the fence. You don't know if he's good, he's bad, but he's like a very tsundere kind of character who doesn't show much affection. But even in Yashahime, he has a daughter, twin daughters, that he abandoned in the forest, but they weren't technically abandoned because he was like using Jaqen, his servant, to assist them and all. But still, like, in the kid's perspective, they were abandoned. But eventually, he was one of the best fathers, in my opinion, because he was doing everything in his power to technically protect his family, not only the kids but even his wife. Do you have any more honorable mentions? Because I feel like I have so much.
No, but like, I just want to point out, I think there's a lot of that in the anime dad world where they could be doing it for a greater cause and having their kid around could be dangerous.
Yeah,
if they were around, you know what I mean? Like, that would just put
endanger them.
A hostage situation, and or, you know, the kid would be in danger and stuff like that. So yeah, there are a lot of that, so you can't really say they are extremely bad. So,
exactly. Yeah. All right. So now, moving on to our best dads of the anime world. Right. So who is your top three or like top one?
No particular order, I guess. Just because I said Fullmetal Alchemist first in my worst, I'll just give another Fullmetal Alchemist one, which is
Mace Use. See, I know. The mind sink is there. Okay.
I think, again, it's just like the way that Tucker was the worst dad for a lot of people, and, you know, it's notorious for it. He was just the same way. I mean, that's literally like his whole character, just, you know, being in love with Alicia. That's like literally his entire character. That's
character, personality.
That's his foundation from beginning to end, okay? It's just Alicia. So, I mean, you know, like, he adores his family, he constantly shares stories about them, and, like, you know, he's always there for his family, so, I mean...
Like, he openly loves his wife and his daughter, so, like, there's nothing much to say about Mace, because that's really his personality, you know, being the best dad in the world. So, like, there's no debate there. Now, for me, in terms of best dad, my shirt is a giveaway, because I'm wearing this Spy Family shirt. So my top three is a dead giveaway. It's Lloyd Forger, just because the way that he was treating Anya throughout the show, he's never had any experience in becoming a dad, like, obviously, even though he's a spy, which means he have worn many hats, he could have done a lot of other jobs as a spy, but like, being a dad is something that he didn't expect, that will be way hard than what he is used to. He even said in one episode that this is the only time that he felt super anxious when Anya is like about to do the interview to enter the school. His second most anxious experience in life compared to stopping a missile from bombing a whole country, something like that.
So Lloyd,
in a sense that he is very caring, which he didn't even realize it himself, but we can definitely see how caring he was towards Anya. And even in the first episode when they slept together on the couch, it was so cute. I can see him
fake family, but super real guy.
And I hope they become a real family. Like, Mama Yor
and there.
Has to. But let's see. Like, I don't know. Maybe from being a light anime, it turns dark really quickly. Who knows?
Oh, that's true. Because the creator of Spy Family has a lot of dark anime on his list. I mean, like, he's made a lot of dark anime, so makes sense.
Like it could be My Hero Academia, which is light and fun in the beginning, and then dark anime era. So yeah, like, let's see. But I hope it doesn't go there. So how about you? Anyone else on your list? Like, second best or what?
Yeah, no, Lloyd was like an honorable mention for sure. Another one for me for the best dad would be Furukawa in Clannad. I don't know if you've seen Clannad.
No, I haven't seen Clannad.
So, like, in Clannad, he he's the father of Nagisa, and he's just very supportive of like the dreams and aspirations of Nagisa, very encouraging. So yeah, he's just a really good dad.
Okay, so for my top two best dad, I would say Byakuya Ishigami from Dr. Stone.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, is he the real dad of Senku?
He's an adoptive father.
Yeah, he's an adoptive father, right? But even being his adoptive father, he was so supportive of Senku. He believed so much in Senku's abilities to the point that he funded most of his experiments. He is building these ships, supporting him in his dreams of, you know, exploring space and all. And even when the world was petrified, he believed that Senku will one day wake up and revive humanity. And he left all of his trust and faith onto Senku, even building the 100 tails to give Senku an idea, and even naming the village as Ishigami Village.
Exactly. So he would know.
Yeah,
right?
That it was them
for him.
Yes. Record and the Soyuz space and the spaceship and everything. So everything that Byakuya did, even when the world was petrified, was all for Senku because he trusted and he believes in Senku's abilities. So he's one of the best dads for me.
And guys, just gonna plug, speaking of Dr. Stone, season 4 is out.
Wait, season 3.
Wait, I did a whole recap. Season 3 is out.
Yeah.
Season 3 is out and I did a whole recap, so do check it out. For my last one, it's gonna be Minato. I think that's controversial for some. I think there are some people who think he's like a really bad dad though. But yeah, for me, he's on my good dad list. Because like, even if it was a limited time together, he played a very significant role in Naruto's life. Like, he sacrificed his own life to protect Naruto.
And the village.
And, you know, entrusted him with the Nine Tails. And yeah, all of that stuff. He unknowingly inspired Naruto to become a Hokage. And like, Naruto looked up to the fourth Hokage and stuff. So I mean, yeah, in some sense, like, he was there for Naruto even if he wasn't physically there.
He was actually in my honorable best dad list. Because, to be honest, my best dad is actually Umino Iruka.
Okay.
Which is, surprisingly, technically he's not Naruto's dad in any way, shape, or form. But he was like a figurative dad for Naruto. And even, oh my god, I'm having goosebumps right now because both of our answers are like same character from like Naruto series. But no, what I'm trying to say is like on his wedding, he gave this letter to Iruka. He wanted to ask Iruka to be his dad. My god, it was such a goosebump scene. And Iruka was crying because he thought Naruto forgot about him and like
forgot
he's not invited
him,
to the wedding. And my god, like when I saw that scene, it's one of the best scenes actually for me of Naruto. When he said that, I want you to be my dad in my wedding. And it just circles back to the first episode of Naruto where Iruka was actually one of the first characters who believed in Naruto since the beginning, which was when he was being attacked by someone. I totally forgot, but like there was a line that he is not just anybody, he is Naruto of the Leaf Village, which made Naruto cry so much, and he defended Iruka. So that's where it actually all started, right? The story of how he was originally a delinquent student who couldn't even graduate, but because of that, he was able to redeem himself and graduate in the academy and, you know, started the whole journey of Naruto being Naruto. So yeah, that's why I listed Iruka as actually my top one or like best dad in the series. And you know, even throughout the show, you always see him giving advice to Naruto. I mean, it's arguable which one is the best dad because, as you've mentioned, Jiraiya. But I think of Jiraiya as more of a teacher figure more than father.
A mentor,
like like if you compare Iruka versus Jiraiya, Jiraiya was more of a mentor rather than a dad to Naruto. Which compared to Iruka, even when Naruto has had issues in his life, they always just go to Ichiraku Ramen to have this quote-unquote dad bonding. And going on to our honorable mentions, do you have any honorable mentions for best dad award?
No, I was just gonna say like Lloyd and Jiraiya, which I mean pretty much covered.
And for me, my best dad's honorable mentions were actually Mace Hughes and Minato, but I would also want to include Light's dad, Soichiro Yagami.
Chief of police.
Chief of police. Just because the only mistake he has ever done in his life was to bring life to Light Yagami. You know, like even throughout the show, he was hell-bent on proving that Light isn't Kira. even plotting this whole scene where Kira will be killed by him in the car, and like, if he's the real killer, he will write my name even if I'm his dad. You know, sacrificing a lot just to prove Light's innocence, but in the end, it was really unfortunate. Also, did his best to save his daughter when the daughter was like kidnapped. He is one of my honorable mentions. So yeah, I think that's it. Do you have anything else to add?
No, that's pretty much it for me. I just want to say, if you're watching and you're a dad, happy Father's Day, and hope you aren't a bad dad.
Yeah, happy Father's Day.
Like, love anime, but don't be an anime dad stereotype.
Yeah, that's true, that's true. So now, moving on to our favorite segment of the show, anime recommendations. Mm. Any anime that you would want to recommend that has the best dad?
Oh my god! Something with the best dad. Like, you recommend first. I have to think
okay.
about it.
So for me, well, since you have already done the Dr. Stone recap, for me, I would recommend Yashahime, which is a continuation of Inuyasha and Sesshomaru. See, the thing is, with Yashahime, I watched it on a weekly basis when it was first released. I even marathoned the whole Inuyasha just because of Yashahime. Like, imagine binging the whole Inuyasha world just to watch it's Yashahime. Like... That's the motivation behind that, because I love Sesshomaru. He's my husbando. Yashahime, I watched it, but I didn't get to finish it. I think I stopped at the part where I've just seen the backstory of how the twin sisters were left in the forest and all. But since I follow a lot of anime groups, I've seen a lot of spoilers. That's why I was like, I'll just wait for season 2 and see how it goes. So yeah, watch Yashahime. That's it. How about you, Amy?
I think watch Fate Zero, because I think Emiya is, he's a good dad, I guess.
Not even though you didn't he mention him?
Yeah, even if I didn't mention him, like, he's a good father. So, yeah, watch that.
So yeah, I think that's it for today's episode, guys. Please don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you've liked this episode, please also do follow our socials at the Ara Ara channel. We have it on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And lastly, please do support our reaction videos as well. We have ongoing series like Oshinoko, Bunny Girl Senpai, Arcane. And if you have any titles that you want us to do any reaction videos of, just let us know in the comments. So yeah, that's it for today's episode, guys. See you again on the next one. Bye!